And now an item about the Calder Valley Search and Rescue Team. Calder Valley Search and Rescue Team marked the Moorland tragedy which led to its creation 50 years ago last weekend. On November the 29th, 1965, Robert Askrigg, a 55-year-old reservoir keeper, set out in treacherous conditions to check the water gauges from the Gorpal cottages near Hebden Bridge, but never returned. Water board employees, accompanied by the police, local farmers and estate keepers, were joined by mountain and fell rescue team members from across the north of England to begin the search. As the week progressed, the search mounted in intensity, and by the third day, more than 300 people were searching the moors and stayed from first light until dark without success. With the passing of days, the hope of finding Mr. Askrigg alive diminished, but the searchers never gave up. Throughout the search, the wintry conditions were relentless, with biting cold wind causing an icy smoke over the whole moors. Tragically, he wasn't found until during the search, and it was only when the heavy snows of that winter receded about 2 months later that his body was discovered. As a result of this tragedy, an inaugural meeting was held in early 1966 at Hebden Bridge Council offices, with more than 30 people attending. At the meeting, Mr. Wally Kay, a former leader with the Wharfdale Fell Rescue Team, said, "There's nothing heroic or romantic about being in a rescue team. Just 5% inspiration and 95% hard slogging. The first priority of a new team is training in navigation and first aid." During that first meeting, the Calder Valley Moorland Rescue Association was formed, and they sought the help of Hebden Bridge St John's Ambulance to assist with their first aid training. On Saturday, February the 6th, 2016, the Calder Valley Search and Rescue Team will be holding a celebration service at St Michael's Church, Mythomroyd, to mark the team's 50th anniversary.